On the hit HBO show Insecure, Kendrick Sampson plays Nathan, the here and gone and back again love interest of Issa, played by Insecure co-creator Issa Rae. Here he is explaining to Issa why he ghosted her, taking off to Houston without a word.
I know how to explain it, but sometimes I get really down and kind of negative, and I just can't talk to people sometimes. And I didn't want to put you through that.
But Kendrick Sampson is also an activist, co-founder of Build Power. He says he's deeply influenced by the work of others like Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors and Dr. Malina Abdullah, co-founder of BLM's Los Angeles chapter. In June, Kendrick joined Dr. Abdullah and other community activists to present to the LA City Council the People's Budget, a plan to reallocate funds from the LAPD to social programs. He told the council about being shot 7 times with foam bullets by LAPD officers at a Black Lives Matter protest. Kendrick Sampson joins us now via Skype as part of our ongoing series, taking a look at how creatives are reflecting this moment in their work. Kendrick, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You co-founded Build Power to provide training for artists and actors and other creatives to use their voices for social change. And I'm really struck by this because history shows us just how crucial artists have been in helping us understand historical moments of the past.
Yeah, we look at, you know, the efforts of Paul Robeson, Harry Belafonte, and Joan Baez, and all these, you know, dope artists back in the day that stood up. I believe wholeheartedly in the saying that we hear a lot in the movement, which is that there is no revolution without art. And I think it's the best form of communication. And it's necessary to utilize it. A lot of the time, art thrives in dark times. And, you know, what do you remember at protest? Do you remember the signs? How do you move culture through TV and film? And obviously, there's the art in the streets. There's the art of communication, the art of rhetoric and such. So I think it's necessary for us to utilize whatever privilege we have, right? Whatever tools and talents to push liberation, to make sure that oppression is dismantled. I saw my sphere of influence being Hollywood and paired with folks that I thought were like Tia Osho and Mike De La Rocha that were doing some really great work. And we decided to work to organize Hollywood to create a culture of liberation as opposed to a culture of oppression, which Hollywood is traditionally.
You know, Kendrick, it seems that we have seen some progress just in the amount of roles, the amount of productions that are headed by people of color. Do you think the industry is at a turning point?
I think what we see right now is capitalism's version of progress.
Say more. What do you mean by that?
I think that oppressive structures, corporations, and such will do the bare minimum in order to give the appearance of progress, right? And so if they can be convinced that their bottom dollar will be hurt, their profit margin will be hurt, or if they can be convinced that their profit margin will be increased, right? It's that type of consideration that leads us to like diversity talks. Of representation by face as opposed to by culture, which is why we're thinking, you know, with Build Power of how to shift the culture in Hollywood towards liberation as opposed to just faces. Now, there has been progress, and I'm not going to downplay the importance of us seeing ourselves, right? Mentally, it is oppressive to not be represented, knowing that you exist in big numbers, right? But it's the intention behind it a lot of the time at the top, right? When we don't see any board members that are Black, when we don't see any board members that are actually decision makers and green lighters, you know, for example, with Insecure, right? I say it's an activist show and people are like, how's that activist show, right? The way I see it is, it's, you know, activism doesn't necessarily have to be blatant in our narratives. Issa is showing Black people being Black. You know, and that's something that we don't get to see. We either are portrayed as subhuman or superhuman. Culturally, she's giving Black folks an opportunity behind and in front of the scenes at every single level, department heads, producers, production assistants, catering, you know, whoever, right? And she's also making sure we shoot in the communities and pay, you know, vendors, pay local folks to rent their places, clothing lines that are Black owned, brands that are Black owned. So that is where the activism plays into as well, which is something that we really need to change and have a more holistic approach at the way that we're changing things in our industry.
I want to ask you more about showing the totality of the Black experience in Insecure. So this last season, your character, Nathan, took on the topic of mental illness, and it was done in a way that normalizes mental health struggles. How important is this normalizing of something that basically almost everyone in some form has knowledge of or experience with, either themselves or through loved ones or people they know?
Yeah. Most of the time when we, and it's part of the Black identity too, right? When you are in an oppressed demographic, right? You don't want to show, because it's survival of the fittest, right? You don't want to show any weakness, any form of weakness, and anything that could be perceived as weakness, which is why you have the strong Black woman stereotype. You have a lot of homophobia. You have no one wanting to talk about mental health, right? Because those things are seen as weaknesses, and they're not. With mental health, you know, you are 16 times more likely to die at the hands of police if you're experiencing a mental health issue, because it is criminalized, right? And in our media, it is criminalized. Most of the time when you see narratives about mental health, it's because, oh, they're the serial killer. Obviously, they had some mental health issue. That's why he was in jail, because he's crazy. Oh, so-and-so got out of jail. Don't mess with them. They're crazy. That's the way that we portray it. And people don't want to be associated with that. So they hide their experiences, and that blocks them from chances of being healed.
It's so intersectional. The work that you do as an actor, of course, the work that you do as an activist. In considering a role, do you consider all of these things, the image that you're portraying or you're promoting through your characters?
Yeah. I mean, I consider it with everything, right? And at the end of the day, regardless of all our efforts, we have to participate in some form of some system that might be oppressive. Yeah. I do my best to consider how I'm participating in capitalism. What type of misogyny is present? Is there transphobia? There's so many things to consider, especially in the identity of Blackness. And so if my strategic advantages, right, outweigh the oppressive disadvantages, then I will do my best to take that opportunity. That's even if I have a chance to influence the narrative of a project, or it might afford me the chance to talk about mental health, because a lot of the time media doesn't want to talk to you about it unless you have a project going on that's applicable to it, right? So is that going to be the opportunity, or is it going to afford me the opportunity to put some money into my nonprofit so that I can fund organizing? There's so many different considerations, but I do my best to look at it from all angles.
What's next for you?
What's next for me? Whew, Lord.
I didn't mean for that to be the response, Kendrick.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, it's 2020, so I'm pretty overwhelmed right now. I'm not going to lie. I've got projects that are on hold because of COVID-19, artistic endeavors. I also am, you know, raising funds for nonprofit. We have a lot of work to do. It's election season, so I am striving to push forward on my creative work. You know, I've been writing and producing and acting, and then my activism, my liberation efforts, to make sure that we come out of this better.
Yeah. Actor and activist Kendrick Sampson. For more on Build Power, you can go to hereandnow.org. Kendrick, thank you so much for this conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me.